anniversaries.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
30 years ago today, The Who performed Tommy in its entirety in New York's the Radio City Music Hall for a children's charity. And 13 years later, John Entwistle passed away in a Las Vegas hotel room. The song, We're Not Gonna Take It, the last song on Tommy, Pete Townsend wrote that as an anti-establishment song. We're just not gonna take it. But actually, he improved on it, he says, because the same message was in Won't Get Fooled Again. Here's Pete Townsend.
It was a song that I'd written before Tommy was completely visualized. A song that wasn't really quite as good as the song that followed, Won't Get Fooled Again, in the same tone. It was an anti-establishment song. And that establishment, to me at the time, wasn't just government, police, teachers, educators. It was also dictators, phony spiritual leaders, drug pushers, performers, politicos. It was everybody.
It was everybody. All right, this could be interesting. Or not. Eagles guitarist Joe Walsh has said that he's been working with AC/DC singer Brian Johnson. He posted a picture on Instagram after the Eagles show in London. And he said, great day making music with my old pal Brian today in London. We nailed it. Love you, man. No more details. But Joe Walsh recently appeared in the second series of Johnson's Sky Arts TV show, Life on the Road. And it showed them sketching out an impromptu song in the back of a limo. So fans are speculating maybe that would come out as a full version. The rumors are flying also that Brian Johnson has rejoined AC/DC after his hearing issues in 2016. He was spotted in a recording studio with Angus and Steve Young in 2018. The rumor is they're going to have a record. And it's going to be a tribute to Malcolm Young, just like Back in Black was a tribute to Bon Scott. And other sources and rumors say they are going to tour with Brian again. Not sure where his hearing problem is, but that's all unconfirmed at this time, as is everything these days with AC/DC.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.